This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, totally redesigned for you to see. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we had a big-time story that popped up yesterday. Steve Bannon and three other individuals, including an individual by the name of Andrew Bondolato from Sarasota, Florida, which is right here in our home listening area, were all arrested yesterday and charged with a fraudulent deal involving the We Build the Wall project. Now, you take it from there.
Well, there's always going to be more to the story. In fact, I almost tried to, I almost thought about putting an update to mine. But the first of all, a lot of people are confusing this. They think this is coming at from Bill Barr, A.G. Barr, and it's not. This is coming from the Southern District of New York.
Yep.
The investigation into Build the Wall began last year. And it actually came from a tip from a bank that called into the Southern District of New York. So I would be suspect on who and what bank started this whole thing. But the condition is this. When Brian Colfage, who I interviewed a couple of years ago myself, actually, created the Build the Wall, which was a public sourcing funding thing, they made the stipulation that 100% of every dollar raised would go to the wall.
Yep.
And none of the monies would be used for anything else. Well, it turns out to not be quite true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the assertion or the allegations in the indictment. So the Southern District of New York began the investigations, and inside the investigations, they apparently got a hold of bank statements. They looked at bank transactions, including accounts that were drained of all the money and closed. Mm-hmm. They looked at other shell companies that were opened up. And they looked at text messages between all four, if not more. And then apparently the crowd knew about what the government, the Southern District of New York, was doing. So they went to starting to use encrypted messages, and apparently the Southern District of New York has that too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the big brouhahas, if we remember that AG Barr, what was it, 2 months ago now, was firing the prosecutor at the Southern District of New York, or said that he resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I didn't. I didn't resign. And then the next day, he does resign. Well, there was a big brouhaha over all of that. And one of the things was is that the Southern District of New York was working on this particular case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barr knew about this case all along. And he's like, you know, there isn't any case that goes on in the Southern District of New York that other lawyers in that office can't handle. So that was part of the brouhaha because they've been going after all things Trump.
Yep.
So they're going to continue to tie Bannon to Trump for as long as they possibly can.
Yep.
But in the meantime, they were watching him, and they arrested Steve Bannon aboard a yacht, and
yeah.
a big one. One that was worth about $28 million.
Uh-huh.
This yacht is owned by a Chinese businessman, an oligarch by the name of Wang Yi.
Yep.
And Wang Yi himself is under investigation. He made all of his money in the real estate business. But he, too, is under investigation, including through the Securities and Exchange Commission. And he's a Chinese dissident. He doesn't want anything to do with the Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chinese Communist Party wants something to do with him.
Yeah,
they want him back. They want
yeah.
to hold
mm-hmm.
him. So this sends a message not only to the Trump people, but it also sends a message to Wang Yi. Now, understand something here. This is going to get complicated, but I see a pattern. Because what was it, 2 weeks ago, they arrested the other Chinese dissident in Beijing that was a media mogul, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
That
yes.
was a big, huge brew. Okay.
Yep.
This is not an accident. This is the Chinese Communist Party that's putting pressures on American institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Because late yesterday afternoon, interestingly enough, the Global Times, which is part of the Chinese Communist Party,
mm-hmm.
in their headlines put out a endorsement for Biden for president, saying that he is smoother to work with than Trump.
Hold that thought, because we're going to continue this when we come back. Folks, this is a big-time story, and Denise spent a lot of time to get this out there. So when we come back, we're going to finish that story before we move on to some other stuff. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our folks over at Balance of Nature. And, you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and again, unless you're a vegetarian, who is, then I got a great deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and you can save 35% on your order. And by the way, I'm taking something called the Fruits and Veggie Capsules there, and boy, is it working for me. All you got to do to find out about it is to go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and they have a whole line of wellness products. Look up the fruits and veggies you'll see there, and you'll see what it's talking about. Now, you can save 35% by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll answer any questions that you have. Now, if you want to start feeling better like I have, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, the product code RESULT. balanceofnature.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and we were talking about Steve Bannon and this bill.
Well, what I was trying to explain here is I think what is happening also, there's always more to the story, is not only is this a remaining vendetta by the Southern District of New York, but I think that the propaganda and the pressure from the Chinese Communist Party is having some, I can't prove it, but I see a pattern here that is putting pressure on some of our American institutions, including Facebook. Anyway, Bannon, he pled not guilty yesterday. And he was given a $5 million bail. Now, I guess that was paid because it appears that he was released.
Yeah, I saw him coming out.
So his passport was taken, and I think that they have actually put some asset forfeiture on some real estate. Now, this is particularly interesting because he was arrested by the United States Postal Service, their inspectors, their marshals.
On board the boat.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But it was done not by just marshals. This was done by the United States Post Office, their own police force, if you will.
Right.
And that is because the transactions within this indictment have to deal with wire transfers and money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that each of those charges, if you go back to the old Tom Cruise film, The Firm,
yeah,
it does have some teeth, and each of the charges carries 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's going to be an interesting one to watch, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be very interesting because A.G. Barr, as I said, knew about this. There was really not too much he could do to stop it. And, again, he doesn't interfere because, you know, he's all about equal application of the law. But I will also tell you that it may spark some fires in his belly of, okay, you know, we can play tit for tat here. And, you know, he may have some cases right there in the Department of Justice that he may decide to escalate or whatever. So, anyway,
okay.
Just kind of put this one on a post-it note and keep it over on the corner. This one's going to be an interesting one to watch.
Well, we have another big-time thing going on today in Washington, D.C., which is going to be interesting to watch. That's John Brennan, who's going to be questioned by the U.S. Attorney, Mr. Durham, today. How'd you like to be a fly on the wall in that building?
Well, that was the schedule to have Brennan be interviewed by Durham. Now, my guess is that will not be in a public forum because it would go to sources and methods.
Right.
And let's remember, too, that in this particular case, Durham would not have this scheduled unless he didn't have his file, what he thought his file to be complete. So it's almost like a formality of interviewing Brennan just to see if he decides that he's going to, you know, lie or there's going to be some perjury there, too. Remember, they can always answer these things in a very slippery way. But I think if Durham's any good, then he wouldn't get away with that. So I don't know if we're going to get some kind of a readout of this interview or not, but it is not in a public forum.
Now, what is going on in North Korea? Kim Jong-un yesterday said something very weird. He warned about the economy, promoted his sister, and was talking about in signs of crisis, North Korea would not waver. What are they doing there? What the hell's going on other than starving?
Well, they are in a financial crisis. That's exactly right. And I think what he has chosen to do is put his sister in charge of giving her more responsibilities. And that's kind of a just in case, which may tell me that because of their economic crisis, perhaps because of COVID-19 cases there, and you know, whatever other pressures are coming from perhaps China, if there are any, I think this is a country a little bit more in crisis than we know of. But I will also say, too, let's not forget that they came out and just, the U.S. Army just came out to trying to describe what is going on there in North Korea, including, you know, estimating more nuclear weapons than they originally thought.
6 to 8.
Well, now they're up to 60.
60. All right.
60.
Well, that's not what I saw, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
So, I think this is going to be, you know, we obviously have a team watching them. So, but I think they're in a bigger economic crisis than they care to admit. And I think that's going to necessarily happen this coming week, too, because let's not forget that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is over at the United Nations Security Council.
Yeah.
With a letter telling them that we are going to pull the trigger on snapback sanctions on Iran.
Yep.
Now, a lot of these countries, these signatories, are against that, saying you don't have the right to do that because you have already pulled out of the JCPOA. Well, we're doing it anyway. But the truth of the matter is those other signatories of the JCPOA should be doing the same thing, because if for nothing else, with these missiles that they're building, is in violation
right.
of the UN Security Council, which automatically is supposed to put in the snapback sanctions by the other countries. So Mike Pompeo will be over there making his case and should be shaming the other signatories to the JCPOA.
Now, a judge, I'm not sure if it was a federal judge or a state judge, ordered a new election in New Jersey over the voter fraud charges. Remember the three guys that got caught with the voter
the state charge.
Yeah, okay, so state judge. All right, well, so when are they going to have this election? In November?
I have no idea. I didn't go that far to look, but yeah, see, you know, voting doesn't, it's not a federal level right. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, the quote unquote right to vote, of which there isn't one, but it is not a federal thing to begin with, because you register at the state level,
mm-hmm.
which allows you to vote at the federal for a federal general election. But beyond that, all other votes are for local votes, state votes, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So it comes to you, is manage your vote, the voting polls, poll workers, the databases, everything else is run at the state level.
Now, we'll finish up with this. Nancy Pelosi got a little bit miffed yesterday, because a lot of people are going, oh, Kamala Harris is going to be the most powerful black woman in government. She's going to be the vice president. She'll be right there a heartbeat away from the presidency. Nancy says, wait a minute, hold it. I'm still going to be the most powerful woman in U.S. politics because I'm the Speaker of the House.
If everything was the way it should be according to the founders,
yep.
the federal government would be pretty much invisible.
Yep, you're right. All right, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes. Sign up for the Sit Rep, and you'll find out what she does when she doesn't. We'll be right back with our military and news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most states around the U.S. have yet to apply for government funding, providing their out-of-work residents with an additional $300 in federal weekly jobless benefits and $100 from each individual state. Federal officials said 19 states have applied for the aid since President Donald Trump issued the executive order August 8th authorizing the assistance. 11 states have already been approved to offer the extra payments, while another 8 states are going through the approval process. one of the big questions surrounding President Trump's order is when the money would reach the bank accounts of millions of out-of-work Americans. And the answer is it depends on when each state applies, as well as how long it takes for the state to get their systems up and running to disperse the money. The states that have been approved for the grants are Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Iowa, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Utah. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. You can become an aviation maintenance tech in 14 short months and be well on your way to a solid career with all kinds of benefits and some excellent pay, too. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater. But either one can be the one that you would like to go to. All you have to do is check them out online by going to naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. Or here's a better idea. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of their facility. So, 800-659-2080, the number, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of their facility. You'll be glad you did, and I'll tell you what, you'll be glad that I told you about the National Aviation Academy.
All right. Well, further reductions in the U.S. military footprint in Iraq will be among the topics of discussion with the Prime Minister of Iraq. He'll be visiting the White House, which he was there, and he's still around, and some decisions are going to be made as to how many troops are going to be pulled out and how many are going to be left behind. We'll see how that works out. The Army, by the way, is investigating a pair of reservists from the 9th Mission Support Command who appeared to run afoul of Defense Department rules concerning political campaigning while in uniform after they appeared on camera during the Democratic Party's convention on Tuesday of this week. And we'll see what happens there. In addition, the new Air Force Chief, General Brown, wasn't sure how to address George Floyd's killing. So he talked to his son, and as the protests erupted across the country after the police killing of George Floyd, the man who became the first black officer to lead the branch of the United States Air Force, took a call from his son to find out the mood of the country and what they should do, and he's got some great advice, and that is all being taken care of now. Now, the Pentagon's mobilization of thousands of troops to the U.S.-Mexican border is fully legal. That, according to the Defense Department's Inspector General, confirmed that in a report yesterday. And to get more female pilots, the Air Force is going to change the way it designs weapons. Now, in 2022, the U.S. Air Force will take delivery of the F-15EX, a new and improved version of the nearly 40-year-old F-15E Strike Eagle, and it's going to have some new weaponry on it, which will be something that might entice some of the pilots, if you will, to want to fly the aircraft versus the F-35 or F-22. We'll see. Now, six B-1 and B-2 bombers conducted simultaneous missions over the Sea of Japan and the Indian Ocean as the Pacific Air Force's orchestrated simultaneous missions involving six bombers over a 24-hour period this week, with some aircraft coordinating with the USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group near Japan at one point. The U.S. military bases in South Korea have now reinstated travel restrictions as the coronavirus cases are growing. All U.S. military installations and garrisons in South Korea have reinstated the travel restrictions they had for the service members and their families. And we'll see how long that's done now. Now, AFRICOM is monitoring the situation in Mali following a military coup which has been condemned by the United States. Now, all U.S. service members in Mali were safe and accounted for, so says U.S. Africa Command, the day after Malian soldiers seized the country's president and forced his resignation. We'll see what happens there in the next few days. The Justice Department has also notified the British government that it will not pursue the death penalty against two Islamic State militants suspected in the beheadings of Western hostages, removing a hurdle of the potential prosecution of the men here in the United States. Tell that to the families. And China says the latest U.S. sailing near Taiwan is extremely dangerous. China's military said the latest U.S. Navy sailing near the Chinese claimed Taiwan was extremely dangerous and stirring up trouble was in neither country's best interests. We'll see where that goes. A U.S. Army soldier became the fifth American service member to die from COVID-19. That, according to the Pentagon data published this week. And leaders of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees have reaffirmed their commitment to reform the military health system, despite calls from the service chiefs for adjustments. Also, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, has issued a multi-year contract for Aptima Incorporated and its partner, Arizona State University, to develop a generation of artificial intelligence that works with learns from, interacts with humans, according to a release. Now, the U.S. Defense Chief, Mark Esper, is going to visit Palau, Guam, and Hawaii. He will be there for an inspection of facilities. The U.S. territory of Guam, of course. Hawaii, of course. And the tiny North Pacific island of Palau. By the way, House Armed Services Committee leaders say that President Trump would be making a serious mistake by pardoning Edward Snowden, the former CIA contractor charged with espionage for stealing and leaking classified information on U.S. surveillance programs. All he said was he was going to take a look at it. And we'll see where that goes. Also, a soldier drowned at Mount Rainier National Park. Very sad to hear that. A body of a 23-year-old soldier assigned to Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington was discovered from a lake in Mount Rainier National Park, roughly 60 miles southwest of that base at about noon yesterday. And the Satanist ex-soldier was sentenced to 2.5 years in the bomb plot. Now, we talked about that 2 days ago. An ex-soldier described by prosecutors as a Satanist and linked to a neo-Nazi group was sentenced Wednesday to 2.5 years in federal prison for distributing information in social media about building a bomb and making napalm. The Army, by the way, the Army's Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Task Force, is helping the service members modernize its ability to see across huge ranges through a layered approach that includes ground, air, and space. And as U.S. Army researchers have teamed with the Texas A&M University to create a new polymer material that can shape-shift and autonomously heal itself as part of a research effort to improve future unmanned air and robotic vehicles, we'll see where all that goes. Amazing things going on in the field of research and development right now. Also, sad news to report, Floyd Welch, who is credited with saving the lives of fellow sailors during the attack on Pearl Harbor, has died in his Connecticut home. He was 99 years old. He will be missed. And we will be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. So don't go anywhere. He'll be back. I'll be back. We'll be back. And Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature is a product that I've been using, the fruits and veggies capsules to be specific, and they're really good, and I take them because I don't eat enough of the right kind of foods, and this is where you get all the fruits and all the vegetables that you need in one little place, and it's very simple to take those capsules. And if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, then this is the way to go, because for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. They are a wellness products company. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, you'll start feeling better right away, and you can go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. balanceofnature.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It got rather exciting in your neck of the woods yesterday. That big 152-long-foot yacht called the Lady May was out there off Westbrook in Long Island Sound, and the United States Postal Service police and the inspectors showed up to arrest one Steve Bannon.
Yeah, it's funny, because I saw that boat pulling in. I was taking the ferry from Connecticut, on Sunday, coming back with my son from a lacrosse tournament, and I saw that boat in Port Jefferson on the way back in. It was this big boat, pretty nice.
Yep, 152 feet long, and it's for sale for a measly $27.9 million.
Yeah, don't have that kind of change. Sorry.
Well, the Wall Street Journal reported this week that Bannon and exiled Chinese businessman Guo Wenjie had been spending significant time together on Mr. Guo's yacht. Now, the two men have been linked to the GTV Media Group, a private company under federal investigation. And by the way, the Chinese wanted to talk to Mr. Wenjie, but he isn't cooperating.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with that gentleman or that media group. I'm curious to see how this whole thing pans out. This is involving taking money in that was supposed to be used to build a private wall along the Mexican border, and money being diverted and spent for personal expenditures. Not supposed to do that. I guess we're going to find out what was done and everything's involved with this. Obviously, there's someone involved down in Sarasota, Florida,
yeah,
as well. This is a gentleman that's involved in a myriad of different businesses. I put some of them on the shady side. The guy's involved in penny stocks and been involved in penny stocks over the years. So we'll see where this thing all washes out.
Yeah, Andrew Badalato is his name. Mm-hmm. Now, there were four people that got arrested, by the way. Brian Colfage, who's the veteran, the amputee who was the veteran, the front man for this. And I hated to see that happen. Now, the way they got caught, Chris, was a bank blew them in. A bank called in and said, hey, there's something not right here.
Some of the rules nowadays for people in my industry and business is when, especially accounts of that size, you have to be paying attention to make sure that money is not being laundered, there's no improprieties there. Believe it or not, the government's actually taxed people like myself to look for these things, anomalies in accounts, and report them.
Now, did you, by chance, watch Joe Biden's speech last night?
No, I read it and watched some clips this morning. I kind of gave up on political conventions. I used to go to them all the time. We used to broadcast from there. I don't think a speech is going to decide an election. I really don't. I don't think that's going to change really anybody's mind in regards to how they're going to go ahead and vote. I think it's for that moment of time to some degree. Clips I watched, he seemed to, he did a good job delivering the speech. And I think a lot of the pundits were impressed by it. Again, I look at this entire convention, and to me, it was dark, dreary, gloomy, and without any sort of substance at all. What are we going to do? How are we going to go about doing it? Just a lot of magic there saying, elect me and COVID's going to go away. Economy's going to come back. And, because I, snap my fingers or click my heels three times, which is just nonsensical.
Yeah, but there was one exciting, the most exciting thing in the entire convention was at the very end when they went outside and they had a fireworks display. Now, that was exciting.
Yeah, it was either that or the Dracula guy after the first night singing the Buffalo Springsteen song, Springfield song. It was bizarre.
Well, something else that was bizarre was AOC, because she rankled Nancy Pelosi yesterday as she endorsed Senator Ed Markey for re-election over Nancy's pick, Congressman Joe Kennedy, obviously part of the Kennedy dynasty, in the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race that Markey currently holds the seat. And AOC also did something else yesterday. She took a swipe at a Biden advisor who said that deficits would limit administration spending on her Green Deal plan.
Again, everybody's got a wish list right now. We live in a day and age where, hey, let's just keep printing, let's just keep spending, and no one really wants to pay attention. There's very even few Republicans that are trying to rein in some of the spending. So, why not ask for everything and anything that they want and can? And you've seen some of the Green New Deal ideas out there, retrofitting every home, getting rid of cars, combustion engine cars, right on down the list, and no one ever talks about how anything is going to be paid for.
Now, do you know what the big deal is that's going on in Washington, D.C. today?
Today? No, what's going on today?
John Brennan, former CIA director, will be questioned by U.S. Attorney Durham in the investigation over the FISA stuff.
Yeah, listen, Durham's got to get moving here. He really does. I'm starting to worry that he's gonna play the swamp thing and push a lot of this stuff off to after the election, which means it will never be seen. So they really got to get moving and grooving on this. I don't know what's taking so darn long or what these people do in their investigations all day long, but jeepers, you'd think they'd be farther ahead by this point in time.
Well, yeah, but they aren't, and we'll just have to see what happens. Now, keep in mind, we did have the one situation there where we had the FBI attorney plead guilty. By the way, we have a caller. I'm going to take the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Morning, caller. Oh, well, don't hear him, so I can't do anything about it. I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, you know, that's all part of it. And, of course, the CDC announced that they're taking back the COVID-19 data reporting because suddenly they have a new system. Do you hear that?
It made big news. I'm just like it was, okay, so how, you know, who's recording this? Who's collecting the information? That was actually a top story in many newspapers today. And I'm like, I mean, come on, people, this is just record keeping for crying out loud. All right, the CDC taking it over again. Hopefully they do a better job recording of these things. And it's just silly to me.
All right, let me drop into here. This is this caller again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Captain. This is Mel up here in Saratoga Springs. Hello, Chris. Good morning, Captain.
Got about 30 seconds, so make it real quick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask Chris, what's his opinion on Plug Power? Who's up here in our neck of the woods, his and my neck of the woods, Plug Power. What do you think about their progress?
All right.
If any at all.
Thank you. Okay, Chris, you want to answer the question?
I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't hear what he said. What was it? I didn't understand it. What was he asking about?
Fourth Power or something like that?
Fourth Power. I'm not familiar exactly what he's talking. Is he talking about the problems with the electrical issues with the storms?
Yes.
We're down here on Long Island. We had PSE&G and its contracts with the government. Now the government's looking to pull back based upon the amount of time that it took for dealing with the storms and the electricity. Again, if they're going to get somebody else better to do the job, God bless them. I just don't know who that's going to be. And sometimes, you know, when a storm's as bad as it is, you know, it takes a while. I think a thorough investigation is going to need to be done when all said and done.
Wow. All right, well, you have yourself a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday morning, and I might be sitting in the middle of two hurricanes here in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Not one, two. All right, take care, Chris. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Frank Salvato and I are going to talk about that. Talk a little shop, firefighter to firefighter, about what you might or might not be seeing going on here as we're going to get a couple of storms in the Gulf at the same time.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.